Police have accused three men of making anonymous threats against Black students at the University of Missouri. That's where earlier this week the president resigned after protests. Although nothing happened after these threats, many of the university's Black students got scared. Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team reports on how they're doing.
Shortly after the threats appeared online Tuesday evening, police said there was no threat to campus. But some students there said they recognized the language in one of those posts. "Some of you are all right," it said. "Don't go to campus tomorrow." It was almost identical to a message posted shortly before last month's community college shooting in Oregon. Black students on Mizzou's campus were scared Tuesday night. Some left their dorms to stay with friends. Senior Sean Adams offered rides to students too afraid to walk outside.
I mean, that was my role, and I did that all the way up until like 12:30. And I came back home and just people came over, stayed in my place, so we just slept. Oh, but then I got a call.
It was a friend, and they decided they had to do something more. They reached out to the Black Culture Center on campus and asked if they could create a hub where Black students could come just to hang out, study, nap, and feel safe. On Wednesday afternoon, they invited me in. Students were eating donated snacks and doing homework. Some watched TV. Others were passed out on plush couches. Adams says the threats felt like a punch in the stomach.
But at the same time, for that to keep us from doing certain things and like control us emotionally, we just can't let that happen. I mean, a lot of people are scared, and that's what this environment is for reassurance, to build confidence, to make sure everybody knows they're not alone.
Junior Whitney Thompson agrees with that. She says fear needs a breeding ground.
But if you surround yourself with people who aren't afraid, eventually if you are afraid, that kind of dwindles down because it has nowhere to feed off of and grow.
Fear and how they handle it is something a lot of Black students have talked about in the last couple of days. Most have said, although they're afraid, they feel they have to hide it. At the Black Culture Center, among other Black students, they can let it out. Last night, several hundred students packed into a large meeting room. One stood up to speak.
I don't know what to do. Like, I have class at 9:30 in the morning. Why am I scared to walk by myself at 9:30 in the morning? I know he's supposed to be strong. I know he's supposed to not let them see us sweat, but why am I scared at 9:00 in the morning?
Another student walked over and embraced her. Grad student Ruben Falugi led the group in a decompression exercise.
One, two, three. Inhale. All right, randomly throw out one adjective to describe how you feel. You don't have to raise your hand or anything, just how you feel in this very moment.
Tired, stressed, they yelled. But here's what happened next. The students, hundreds of them, they poured out of the Black Culture Center and onto the street. Then they marched to the main student center in the middle of campus. Inside, as other students studied nearby, they split into small groups and talked about how to deal with the stress of feeling unwelcome at their own school. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Columbia, Missouri.